division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercats06. That's Thundercats with a Z. And I'm joined today by my amazing, beautiful, intelligent, thoughtful, kind, most caring host, Wes, Demented Wes. What's up?
You're goddamn right.
I put a little extra on there for you since last time.
I wasn't sure if he was amazing. Introducing you or if he was trying to ask you out on a date.
I mean, yes, I'll go on a date with you.
If you heard that second, or I guess technically third voice, that is our returning guest. At this point, he's kind of moved in and he's like sleeping in your basement where he's supposed to stay like one day, but he's just been here for like 2 months. And you can't like tell him, hey, you got to get off the couch and leave because he doesn't have like a job and his dog just died. So his name's Jason, a.k.a. Deadman24. And what's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I'm happy to be your homeless guy sleeping on the couch.
You know, he's the guy from Half Baked that's on the couch.
Yeah. Couch guy. Yeah. Just randomly leave you notes that like your friend's in jail or something. And just come out with some random wisdom every now and again. Good stuff.
If only. Well, if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Each and every Monday, you can find this show on your podcast platform of choice. If you find us on Apple Podcasts, please rate us, give us a 5. Those stars help us out, and also leave a cool comment. We really enjoy getting those. And this is actually episode 21, guys. Do you know what that means? We can do shots.
Yeah.
Rogue Agents is old enough to drink. We've been recording for a while, and we've reached episode 21. So this is a celebratory episode. We will still talk about the division, but we also will take shots. So,
well, first off, I want to ask, what are you guys drinking tonight?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm drinking a 1983 Marker's Mark. Or shit, I already had a little bit.
Marker's Mark.
Marker's Mark. It's actually a Maker's Mark whiskey. It was served at my wedding and is currently served at my home.
Marker's Mark.
As old as me.
Marker's Mark is from Marky Mark.
It is not a 1983. It's, I don't know, whatever year it is, 2019.
Okay. So the bottle's not from 1983, then.
No, I hope not. I don't think so. Right.
It was alcohol gets better when it ages, man.
Yeah, but it costs more.
I cannot get like really fucked up because I have to write a paper after this. But I am drinking a Kentucky bourbon barrel ale out of a glass that I got from Churchill Downs celebrating the 145th Kentucky Derby.
Oh, cool. You said church, and I thought you were going to say it from that you got the glass from church. I was like, this is weird.
No, Churchill Downs, the racetrack where they race the Kentucky Derby.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. So I themed my drink to commemorate this event.
You might as well just take a shot of, like, Elmer's glue.
That's wrong. I told Jamar that we should have thought about this ahead of time, and we should have recorded it all together. And I could have broken out my apple pie moonshine, and we could have just taken shots during the show and just see how amazing it would be by the end when we're all fucked up.
Oh, I'm gonna be drinking for sure.
What's what you drinking? Yeah,
we lost them. He said he's going to be drinking for sure, and then he disappeared.
Well, we'll fill the air while Wes, he may have gotten a little too drunk and fell over and destroyed his computer. So until he jumps back in, let's just go into hype check, Jason. we've been playing the division for a while now. Did he just clear his voice?
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know what just happened either. It sounded like you were here the whole time, but then you weren't responding to anything.
I'm pretty sure I have seen Jesus.
Well, before you had your calling, I asked, what were you drinking?
Oh, so I was looking through my liquor cabinet, which is not a cabinet. It's just a shelf above my stove. And all I have to do shots of is Jose. So I have Jose Cuervo.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. One someone's tequila, gonna two be... tequila, three tequila, floor.
I was going to make the joke that someone's going to be crying by the end of the episode. So.
I also have a beer here to follow it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, God. Beer chaser. All right. Blacked out by the end of this episode.
Strike.
Yeah, let's just go ahead real quick. Yeah. Just get this out the way. I was going to move to the hype check, but since you're back and you're alive, we're going to do a virtual cheers. Cheers to Rogue Agents 21. Cheers to Media Junkie, Fanboy Fight Club, and Gimmick Minic. Here we go.
All right.
Let's go Rogue.
Cheers. Let's go Rogue. Oh,
God damn it.
Nice and smooth. I hope you guys, if anyone's been listening all the way up to 21, they definitely have to enjoy this episode, I would hope. But yeah, when I thought you were dead, Wes, I was going to go into the hype check. And you know the deal. This is where we kind of discuss our feel of the game, our hype, our awareness, or you know, how are you feeling about Division 2? Who wants to start?
I'll go ahead and start.
You want to start? All right, go ahead.
I'm being a bad host. All right.
I will go ahead and start. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm hitting a wall with the division. Like, there's not really much else I can do. I can't find any loot that's better than the loot I have. And one of the pieces of loot that I have, which is I think is a chest piece, is like 486, but it has plus 40,000 health on it. And anytime I try and get something different, I can't without like making my health 20,000. So I need something to get me back in. I did have a lot of fun the other night when we played, talking about something that's new that came out, but we'll get into that later.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, we will get a little bit later discussion and see the agent clock. Jason, yeah, I was gonna go, but I'm gonna let you go first. I'll be a good host. Go ahead, Jason. How are you?
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm feeling good. I still enjoy the game. I haven't got as much of a chance to play it as I would have liked. I didn't even get to the new title update until a few days after it launched. Like I'm feel like I'm kind of playing catch up, but I'm still enjoying the game. I still like it. I decided I wanted to completely reboot my character as far as like all my gear goes, and I stripped completely everything down. I had a whole bunch of different gear classes set up, and I decided to kind of get rid of those and just kind of start over from scratch and try to rebuild it back up. And I'm kind of in the midst of doing that and trying, but like Wes, I'm having trouble finding stuff that's better than what I have now and finding stuff that doesn't completely drop one category so I can build up another. But I'm trying to kind of find something else that works for me and tweak it a little bit. So I'm enjoying that aspect of it, and I really liked the new parts of the map that they added on, and I'm enjoying kind of exploring that stuff. But well, like I said, we'll talk about that later. So,
all right, well, I'll make it short and sweet. I'm thoroughly still enjoying the game. It honestly has become a thing for me of like, hey, I want to watch this TV show, and I got a couple hours, so if I'm not going to, like, obviously play in, like, a raid or something, I'll just throw on my iPad and just watch TV and play Division at the same time. So, you know, I would say I'm still pretty high on the game, but I definitely get what you guys are saying. But again, in Agent Clock, I'll kind of discuss something that I've been up to that is honestly kind of reinvigorated the game for me in a sense. So I would say my hype is pretty high only because I feel like the game got a new breath of life for me.
Before we move on, go ahead and tell, you know, the audience is listening, how long you played the other day.
Well, I got home around six o'clock. Well, I got around a little bit earlier than that, 6 o'clock. I made me some food in the air fryer. And while that was cooking, I watched 5 episodes of The Boys, or maybe 6, and I played Division the entire time. So about a total of 6 hours, maybe a little bit longer, though. Yeah, because it was about 11, 12 o'clock when Mike got on. So, yeah, I played about 6 hours straight. And, again, it was just like, I'm going to watch TV and play on my phone. Might as well watch TV and, you know, play on Division.
You just also called Jason Mike, by the way.
No, Jason got on, but then it was like when we were really about to go to bed, Mike was like, hey, you guys, you want to play a game? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I realized that he's like 3 hours behind us. So we did play like a round or two of Apex with him.
A round or two that turned into a round or seven.
I could kill all three of you.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
I've only been saying I want to play Apex for how long now?
Well, I felt bad for Mike because he joined us and I was kind of like ready to go to bed. But and I was like, all right. I feel guilty because he lives so far away, you know? Well, with that being said, I mean, in the hype, we basically just kind of foreshadowed a lot to Agent Clock. And for you guys who don't know, Agent Clock is where we get, you know, give ourselves a time to discuss like what we've been up to in the game and share our experiences. It used to be just, hey, we're at this amount of hours and so forth, but and it's kind of like lame now. So we just share what we've been up to, all that good stuff. So I'm actually going to pick somebody to start. Wes, you start. Here we go.
All right, Jason, I'm always number one. Remember that.
Yeah.
You know what? The only thing that we've really been up to as far as this past week is there was another update, something else released, right, Jamar?
Oh, yeah. We got the second part. Well, yeah, I guess the second section of Kinley's college area. So the subway station, that was like the new thing that we actually got to.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week I just worked on that new addition. And is quite enjoyable. I actually had a lot of fun with that. I hated Kinley College. And then whenever we played this week, just let our viewers and our listeners know, they made me replay Kinley College, and I was pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hated it so much that we played it twice.
Jason gets back from vacation. He's so far behind. We got to get him caught up. And I said, save the zoo for me. So, because I want to play that with you guys, and I get on, they've already played the zoo, but guess what? They still had left the goddamn Kinley College.
In fairness, I don't recall you saying save the zoo for me, so I apologize.
No, he said it. He said it, but it was the day after, so we had already.
Oh, okay, Tuesday, I gotcha.
And we got on.
You didn't tell me that.
It already had happened.
And it was the Tuesday. Remember you, I think you guys went out or something, you and Sarah. And so we were just sitting around and I was like, I played a game. Wife. I don't want to say names. Well, it doesn't matter. We don't have a huge following.
Now someone's going to hunt me down.
So we did Kinley. That was interesting. The first part, of course, is a little bit slow. It's just the room layout is like a little weird. I didn't really like that. But I agree with you. It was a little, draining. I'll agree. But yeah, I kind of just took over now and I'm telling you guys what I've been up to, but I finally finished the apparel event last night. That was actually my goal yesterday, was to finish the apparel event. I wanted to get all the cash, the keys or whatever. So that's what I was doing, all day yesterday while watching The Boys. And actually something that randomly happened, I jumped on real quick a few days ago just to see what Cassie had in her, you know, what she was selling, and I got a message from Sideswipe and he was like, hey bro, you want to raid? And I was like, I'm really just getting on to check, you know, like just to see what she has, and me and Kristen were gonna leave. So but he was like, it's only gonna take 20 minutes. It's only 20 minutes. And I'm like, well shit, if we can finish the raid in 20 minutes, fuck yeah, I'll do it. So we get on, we fly through everything, and then we get to Razorback, and it just becomes literally a bang into the wall, and then people were dropping out and stuff. So 20 minutes turned into like 2 hours. Kristen fell asleep. It was, you know, it was a whole thing. But that was kind of a fun experience, even though I still didn't get to clear it. So that's all good. But what about you, Jason?
Well, we've kind of covered what I've been up to, just getting caught up on everything. So doing Kenley College, doing the zoo, I'm kind of with Wes. The first part of the Kenley College I wasn't a big fan of. The second part that they just did feels like it was structured a lot better and it was a little bit easier to navigate, even though I was kind of dead tired by that point in time. I was starting to fall asleep during parts of it. I don't even think you guys even noticed. But what's funny is after we stopped playing, I apparently got some surge of energy, and that's when I decided I wanted to re-go through all my gear. And I probably spent another hour and a half after you guys got off just completely going through, and I unequipped all of the mods off of every single thing that I had. I got rid of like a lot of the gear that I was holding on to. I just kept stuff that I'm going to take talents off of, and I kept some of the green stuff because I had the full sets, and just put them in my box just to kind of free up space in my backpack, so when I go out around I can pick stuff up while I'm looting. And that's really all I've really been up to, is just at this point now just trying to build it up. I've been doing a little bit of the trying to get caught up on the gunner challenges, the stuff that that you've already done, Jamar. I think I'm on level 2 of that, just because it's been kind of a slow process for me. So unfortunately I just haven't had as much time to play as I really wanted to, and it's kind of led to me playing a lot of catch up.
I mean, you're leaving out two big things that you did. We finished Camp White Oak and the National Zoo. So you did get caught up on that. Yeah. We shared our experiences already, Leonard. Like, what'd you think about it? But you start with like the National Zoo. Did you love it? Did you like it? Like,
The National Zoo I thought was kind of cool. I would have preferred more of the wild animals, like walking around and stuff, just because I think when you and I were playing, I was kind of talking about how awesome it was in Last of Us when you kind of came across like some areas and you had like just giraffes like walking across the walking down like the highway and stuff like that. I think that would have been cool to see. And like, it was kind of disappointed when you went into the alligator cage and you thought you were gonna get attacked by alligators, but then they just disappeared, they weren't even in there. And then you go into like this big huge tiger pit, and you're thinking, oh, there's got to be a tiger hiding in here somewhere. No tiger. So it would have been cool if they would have, even if it was to like when you kill the final boss, maybe a tiger mauls them or something like that, just like something to incorporate the animals into it, I think would have been nice. Like throw in an elephant or something, right? They're not going anywhere. I liked Camp White Oak. I thought that was a really cool map. I kind of enjoyed. I felt bad because I felt like I kept getting lost, like exploring stuff while you were killing everybody. I was like, what's over here?
I was like, come on, we got to get you caught up. I'm trying to rush through, and you're like, oh, what's this little thing?
I was like,
that's nothing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, look, a shiny door. Hey, what's going on over here? Yeah, I felt like I did a little bit of that in the zoo as well, and also Kenley College. But I felt like in Kenley College it was more because you're inside. There wasn't as much that you could really explore, but I liked them. I thought they all looked nice. I wish that it was something you could just walk to, so you could just go up there to explore, as opposed to having to take the helicopter there every time. But I mean, I don't know. I guess I can live with the fact that you have to take the helicopter there. At least it's not for some dumb survival game where you die from it being too cold outside. So.
Hey, sir, on this podcast, we think survival was coming back in a battle royale mode. So don't you throw salt on that name.
if it's a battle royale mode, I'm fine with it. I just hated the fact that you had to like light dumpsters on fire to stay warm enough that you can make it to another. It kind of reminds me, I finally started playing Breath of the Wild. When you go into like a cold area, you have to like eat hot peppers or set something on fire so you can stay warm enough or you die. Like it reminded me of that. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so fucking frustrating. I just want to be warm, like put on a fucking coat.
That's what you're supposed to do, man.
I know, we'll talk about it.
I really hope that survival doesn't come back.
No, just come back as like a battle royale type
deal. I you know, a lot of people shit on battle royales, but I would be okay with the Division having one, if they tweak the game, because PvP blows.
Yeah, not. I mean, again, I if you guys have listened to this, my hope is that it would come back not as the survival as it was before. We're just kind of doing a full detour, but it's all good. We're 21 now. We can do what we want. So,
hey, wait, before you move on real quick, I got to point out that Jason said that he was falling asleep and we didn't notice. Jamar and I for sure noticed because we're like, oh, we're like, he's passed the fuck out right now because you weren't responding anywhere near us.
That's how asleep he was. He didn't realize that we knew that he was asleep.
That's pretty bad.
After like 5 minutes, then you'd start like moving. You're like, oh shit, he's alive.
All right. So maybe it was noticeable. All right.
It was. But so again, just to reiterate, because maybe, you know, a dev from Massive is listening to this podcast, but bring back survival mode, but not like the point of where you have to, you know, keep yourself warm, eat all that stuff. We don't want any of that. What I would love is you drop down in this area. It's an area that's been like ransacked. No one's there. Everyone's gone. Sort of the idea of like the dark zone, right? But instead of coming in there with your build already, you just pick up items. So you can find a chest with a blue weapon, go weapon, you know, even an exotic weapon. And you all have to reach to the helicopter where you would have to call for a lift. And then you fight at that point. Whoever gets out, gets out. I feel like that would be perfect, right? Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I can...
It was quiet, so I was like, fuck, this is a bad idea.
No, I can agree with that. No, I seriously can agree with that. I don't... My problems with survival were the staying warm and eating and, like, having to do all this stuff in a, like... It was really an impossible situation. I mean, honestly.
I understand that. I think I completed it one time because I was just riding somebody else's coattails who was, like, right. friendly enough to just, like, not kill me. And then... We fought like one of the hunters at the end, and I think he ended up getting killed, and I extracted, and I was like, cool, I won. And I never went back to it. But yeah. Another thing, too, that I was going to mention, and this is where I was saying my perspective of the game has kind of changed a little bit. But I've been like basically working to make a build specifically for skills, which is like the major change that happened in TU5, accompanied with like, you know, episode one content. But now that I got my gun turret up to like nearly 30,000 damage is what it's doing like per shot. So it's like almost, well, it's actually better than like my assault rifle right now. And my balls are doing like almost 250 or it's like 225 or 220, something like that damage for each ball. So now like I just feel like it's awesome because I can just sit back, play the game, have my skills out doing shit and not even have to shoot a fire, like fire a shot unless something gets really close. It gives me a different like play style. And I think that's why I'm like, man, I really like this. Like I like doing the missions now again, just from this different perspective, instead of like running gun, it's more of like I'm sitting back, popping enemies and just watching shit die. It's pretty cool. That also sounds really weird.
We can't have one conversation without you bringing up your damn balls.
And I wasn't even talking about the mines. Those mines got really good. But yeah, I mean, that to me was like a fun thing now. It's like giving me a different perspective of the game, which is pretty cool.
Right.
I said it. Damn yeah. it. I always say it's pretty cool on every episode. I
don't know. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, you guys, was that pretty much like what we've been up to? I know that was like a 45-minute conversation, but I think that covered everything, right?
Yeah, I feel like that covered everything we've been up to.
Well, we aren't the only people who have been up to things with the Division. We had a state of the game on the 31st, and they gave us some cool information. Actually, some things were basically just reiterating and chipping away at some of the same issues, which is likely to be expected after... the Dotto updates come out. I thought we were going to get like 5.1, but doesn't seem like we're getting a 5.1 right away, but they are just working on bugs and stuff. So I have a few updates. Dun, dun, dun. That was it. Yeah, I always hate like just reading to you guys. I feel like a teacher, but I'll go over this stuff like pretty quickly. Go ahead.
You have the sheet in there. Do you want us to take turns?
No. I'll still keep the structure the same.
Jesus. It's like I'm in school and like you know you're gonna be caught on the read.
Yeah. No one likes that, so I'm not gonna make that. I'll just go through and pick apart some of these things. I put a lot of notes in there just to cover like a lot of things, but we don't have to go over everything. But I basically just want to give a shout out because over the week, I mean, Jason, you ended up playing it, even though you had the VIP membership of the year one pass. you still ended up playing it when all the normies could play. And I mean that in a very nice way. But anyways, Camp White Oak National Zoo and Kinley College are available for everyone. So as of last week, so that was pretty cool. Got all the player base now playing it. Some of the crafting bench issues or issues were fixed, and I think
except for the fact that I can't take my lullaby from a level 1 to 500 because I never upgraded it with my bench as I upgraded the benches, but dude, that's just another story.
It's gone forever, man. It's gone forever. Just it's let not the gun cool, go. Man.
No, I want to be able to upgrade it. Damn it.
There was something that I was listening to, and I was like, what the fuck? We need to be a little bit more vigilant on these exploits so we can get some loot. I mean, the more loot you get, the better chances it is to be good, right? But anyways, there was an exploit that we missed out on. So if you went towards a specific supply drop and shot it, it gave you more loot than normally it did when you just like open it. They wouldn't give us specifics, but it's fixed anyway, so that's cool. I just wish that one of these times that there's a like a loot exploit, I could actually take advantage of it. It just never happens. I always find out afterwards. So other than that, they did fix like the loading times. You guys can tell us on Twitter or join our Discord and let us know if that's a big face lie. But I noticed my load times to be a little bit better. I wasn't waiting so long on that 10%. What about you guys?
Yeah, it seems like it's going a little bit faster, but not by a whole lot.
I normally don't pay attention because I know it takes a while, so I usually just hit the button and then play on my phone. So I have no idea.
Yeah, load times are actually just Twitter time. That's, you know, catch up on Twitter, Reddit, Wes on Twitter, wink, wink. Anyways, so I broke it down into like different. He just got it. So I broke it down into like different like sections, sort of the way they did it in the show. But one thing they were talking about was blueprints, and I thought this was actually interesting. So I don't know about you guys if you've like looked at like if you're crafting an area and see like how many blueprints you have out of like if you have all of them or not. I definitely don't because we really don't grind the blueprints too often, but just from getting projects and stuff, I have them. But anyways, they're actually looking into a way of being more specific on locations to where you can get specific blueprints. So like we were talking the other night, I think Jason, I mentioned I think there's a scope that you can add on to your like your assault rifle, LMG, and a muzzle that gives you 8% or 7% damage to elite instead of like the base 5. So something like that, we could actually figure out where exactly it is. Well, not exactly, but what area that we need to like grind to find it, which I think is pretty cool and to help out people.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that could be beneficial.
Another cool little nugget. I'll give you guys the nuggets there. The Reviver Hive, which everyone knows and loves the Reviver Hive because it either works or it doesn't work. And they actually did a full little breakout, and the title of their little breakout, they put like a link in like their show notes and whatnot. And I clicked on it. It's a pretty long read, so I'm just going to throw the link in into our show notes, so if you're really interested to see it. But basically, I'm going to give you a dumbed down version of it. They took a bunch of tests and tried to figure out what was causing the issue with the Revive Hive. And one of the things that they discovered is that maybe it's not the best as far as discoverability of knowing when it should work and when it shouldn't. So like you may think it's bugged out, but in reality, it shouldn't work anyways. So that was like their main thing, is trying to figure that out. But then they also said they're going to look into making it more aware, like in the UI. So that's something cool. I know I've had a bunch of times where I'm like, fuck, my Revive doesn't work. And that generally is always the case, like, right, when we're playing and somebody gets down, because we generally always carry it. And you're like, oh, it's not picking me up. I need someone to get me. And that's kind of annoying. I'm assuming you guys agree.
I run into that a lot.
I mean, I don't ever get down, so I don't know. I can't tell if it works or if it doesn't. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, that was mostly what they talked about for the old stuff. So I felt like they split this up in two ways. They were talking about the present and past, and then they switch gears and start talking about the future. And this is the stuff that I'm really excited about. And I actually think that the next few episodes, we're going to probably just pick one of the three things and then give our discussion or have a little discussion on how we would change it. But with that being said, the next title update is going to be all source. Well, I don't want to say all source, but it's going to be all about like players' feedback. It's all based on players' feedback. So the major thing you guys both just mentioned is that you can't find loot that is better than your loot that you have now. That would be something that they're working on in the next title update, and they're getting it from player feedback. So I think
I feel like I've heard that about every single title update.
No, but this year they have specifically stressed, not like, hey, we listened to some of the things that you guys were saying. This is like, hey, these are the categories that we really want to talk to you guys about and get your ideas of like how we should attack this issue. Even so much so that they have, and I wrote it down as the ETF Delta. Apparently they did this before, and I mean, we weren't like super, super deep into Division One, but they have this thing called an Elite Task Force. And it's basically a workshop for community members that they actually fly out to Massive. So you get flown out to Sweden. So if you submit, anybody, any one of us could submit for it. And if we get chosen, you know, we get flown out there and we give our feedback and we kind of work with like the devs teams and let them know like things that we like, things we don't like. And that's what they're doing leading up to this next title update. So I think this is actually be huge for a lot of the issues that we've been having. I mean, we're generally pretty positive, but it's not always positive outside of this little circle, you know.
You mean not everybody kisses their ass like we do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just still trying to get that check though. That's why.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
A check's a check, man. but yeah, so they're working on like three different there's more different things, but I wrote down these because I think over the next couple weeks, I think it would be fun, and I don't know if you would be in agreement as well, but if we discuss, they mentioned the in-game RPG, so like in-game RPG elements that would make our experiences better, gear acquisition, so that's US, finally getting, like, working and retooling the gear system to maybe making it work for you, so you can get better gear. So
I hope that works.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be fun if, I mean, again, I don't know if you'd be down with this, but I would like to have like an episode of like maybe in the next week or so where you think of like, hey, this is what I think would work. And then we can just, you know, talk about it, discuss it. Because
yeah, we can do that.
That sounds cool. And then another thing is inventory management. To me, this is like the biggest issue over all of it, because you can't pick up shit and hold on to it wondering if it's going to be good or not because you don't have enough space to hold shit. So it's really, really difficult, you know, in that regard. So that's something else that they're looking at. So I think those three topics will be pretty cool to have like week to week and just say like, hey, this is what I think would be a good way to fix it. This is why, you know, blah, blah, blah. That sounds cool. So yeah, I mean, what do you think about them like titling this title update as like all player feedback? Like, is that interesting to you, or do you just like make the game good, or like what's up, Wes?
Wes,
you sound so different, man.
My bad. Wes is always that. Wes always gets to go first. My fault.
No, let my man Jason go.
The only thing I was gonna say, and I'll leave it at this, is that if it goes wrong though, that there could be a lot of backlash on that. Like if it fails, or they don't listen, or they don't make the changes, or it doesn't work out the way it can kind of backfire on them. That's my two cents on that.
Anything they do is going to backfire. It seems like people get mad about everything.
Yes, that's part of it. Like that really is. But I think I don't want to say they've done a great job because they have like messed up and stumbled a couple times, but for the most part, they have been super transparent about what the changes they are, what they've been working on in the and the moves that they're trying to make. And I think that this is just like building on top of the transparency of like, look, we're going to fly you guys out. I say we're going to fly you guys out. I think you have to pay for your own flight. I'm pretty sure. But
I think it's a smart move, like to really bring people out, get their feedback on what the problem is. And they'll probably get some of the big names that play the division that stream. And I think it's a good move for them. And I always talk about how appreciative I am of Massive constantly being clear on what they're working on, constantly listening to the public on what issues we're having. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, this game came out in March and I'm still playing it in August. I can't tell you the last game I've done that for. And I think it's really because of the dedication of this team to give us the best possible product on the market. And I, whatever they do, I support them 100%.
That's like definitely going to get us a check, but I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And that's the thing is it's, they haven't really shown any malice or like insidious moves. Like they haven't done anything that made me feel like, oh, now they're just like trying to take advantage of it. They really seem like they're 100% dedicated to making the game better. So I'm excited for all of this. I'm excited to kind of discuss it over the next couple weeks because State of the Game is going to be taking a break. So we won't have like really any earth-shattering news over the next couple weeks or so. So, i.e., we get to discuss what we would do. So, they just basically said like they're taking a break for the next couple weeks of the State of the Game. And it seems like to me that they're like, this is post-development or post-launch. So they're like, hey, we got the game out. Let's work on it. Let's make sure we're fixing things and adding new features. But this move to me seems like they're like, all right, let's shut it down. Let's put our faces into this and like get shit done. So I'm kind of excited for that. They did stress like this doesn't mean that they're like not doing anything. They're not going on vacation. It's just the community outreach is going to be tailed back a little bit as they work on this because they're doing the ETFs and, you know, getting all of our feedback and stuff. So, I can't say in the intro anymore where we discuss the State of the Game because there is not one. But that's all good.
We'll, you know, I'll be completely open and honest here. I've never watched or read one State of the Game. I rely on you weekly to give it to me because I have no idea. And I'm gonna be pretty bummed out that they are taking a break because I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
No, so wait, hold on. The 1 week you made me watch the State of the Game before I appeared on the episode, but yet your co-host every week does not even listen to it or watch it. Okay, I think noted. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure he watched it that week. I think.
Well, okay.
Well, here's the deal, and I'm gonna be honest with you because I've been drinking. You sent it to me. I started it. And then I responded to you and I said, wait, are they doing something with gear? And you're like, yeah, they're doing this. And I was like, okay, I'm cool. Watch it now.
See? That's why.
So he manipulated you. Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
Well, he does put them all in the notes and I don't read them. So cool. Let's go. Yeah. Let's continue moving.
But yeah, so basically you'll have. Wes won't notice a difference over the next couple weeks.
Right.
No, but what they were saying is, and they literally said this in the show, that they're going to look to us, Rogue Agents, of a Division 2 podcast. Ooh, I've had a little too much. A Division 2 podcast to carry on the State of the Game. So make sure you get the word out. We are the State of the Game for the next couple weeks until, or 3 weeks until they're back. So, yeah.
All right. There we go. All right, yeah. Let's sell that to somebody.
Another thing too in the episode, there's only a couple more things and this pretty much wraps up like the State of the Game. But I put these two things down because fuck, it keeps happening to me. I mentioned some of the bugs earlier that they fixed and now I'm running into bugs that they haven't fixed. And I can tell you for a fact, well, Jason, you were there to experience this yesterday. I was getting so annoyed that I played this game for so long today or yesterday. And the audio, there is so many issues with the audio.
You've complained about that the last two times we played.
And I think it is something to do with being in like a group or whatever. I don't know, but it ruins the experience for me. And I'm pretty sure I brought a few podcasts before. And actually with Sideswipe, I joined them and it was like the hardest thing because I could not hear any enemies. And you know how hard it is to play this game like in mute? Like you can't tell where people are coming from. So like it was just a nightmare. It was really a nightmare. But I didn't want to leave because I felt bad. Like I was like, hey, I joined you guys. I didn't want to just drop out because the game was sucking. But it's just really, really annoying. And they're basically just saying like more feedback and clips. So now every time I play and I have that issue, I'm going to record it. And just like send it to them. I don't know. I think they have like some forums that you can like submit it to, but it's just driving me nuts, and I really, 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 really hope they fix this issue because it drives me nuts. I don't know if you get that at all, or is it just me or what?
I don't get that, but something that I do have that I definitely want to talk about, and I think it's an internet issue. I don't think it's the game issue, but I do want to talk about how it turns the game into a little bit more of a positive for me. But sometimes when we're playing, and I'm hardwired, so I have no idea what the issue is, but I'll be talking to you, and then like I'll kill someone or you will kill someone and I'll go to pick up the loot and I can't pick up the loot. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I look over at you and you're just standing still and my game just drops.
Oh.
And I have no idea what it is. Don't know what the issue is, but then I have to completely close the game, reopen it and get back in. And how I want to spin that into a positive is when I get back in, I don't have to click anything. I'm automatically thrown back into our game. You're there. And all my loot is still there and all the loot's on the ground. And I think that's really impressive that Massive somehow built that.
That's actually true. I mean, this kind of leads into like the next issue that I've been running into, but that is 100% true. It almost makes it not as bad like when the game crashes or when you have to like reset like the app, because it does like kick you right back into the server. Like you never left. Like it just loads you right back in there, which is really cool. But as I say that, I've experienced that a few times, because now if you open up their projects when you're in a group, it just crashes to the blue screen, which is not fun. It's not fun at all.
That hasn't happened to me either, though, which is weird. So like the audio issues, the only time I notice it, there's every now and again after there's a big explosion, like a grenade goes off or one of those like crazy guys with the bomb strapped to their chest blow up in front of you. There'll be times where I'll go to shoot and it doesn't even seem like I'm firing anything because there's no sound, there's no nothing for a little bit. And sometimes that's like the concussion from, you know, being blown up, and that, you know, that I guess that can happen, you know. But there are times, or like if we go into like a new area, there will be times where maybe the sound doesn't catch up. But once it catches up, it's fine. It's not like an ongoing issue like you have. The project's crashing, I don't have that problem at all. The disconnecting, Wes, I think that's more on you, because that doesn't happen to either one of us ever.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the issue. I mean, it's an issue with my internet or something, but my internet never goes out. The router's fine. I honestly believe my system is going bad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that could be. It's about time for that PS5, you know.
I got it day one, so it's bound to happen.
Yeah, you are still rocking the launch, but you have that extended like hard drive in there. So realistically, it's just you're still running well. It's just the, I guess, overall heart of your console is getting older. But
yeah.
PlayStation, hit us up with PlayStation 5s. We'll test out Division 3, you know, for you guys. It's all good. Just trying to get a sponsor, okay? But I mean, those are really the main two issues that I'm having. And there's other issues that they wrote down on there, but I'm selfish and I only want to talk about stuff that bothers me and affects me. So that was the main reason I put those down there. But overall, it still speaks to the game, though, because I will still play it. It doesn't matter, you know, 6 hours or not. And I'm not just being a fanboy. I really definitely enjoy the game. I really do. But it scares me because Borderlands 3 is coming soon.
There are so many good games coming soon. One a month, pretty much, to end this year.
Yes. So I'm hoping that they can really, and this goes back to like the title update, title update 6 being all focused on player base, like feedback, because this is like the crunch time for them. Like they've had us since March, like you said, but it's been a little dry over like the past few months. There's been a little things that like Mario Maker's come out and, you know, stuff that you've been like, oh, I'll play this for a period of time or whatnot. But there's nothing, there hasn't been anything that's a mega competitor. And they really need to get it right before everyone's gone. You know, that's the truth of it. I mean, I'll still be there. I'll be the only person playing because I don't play PvP.
I don't think you'll be the only person playing, though. I mean, the hardcore people that are into this game are always going to play this game. I mean, think how many times, even in the first Division, we left for, what, 2 or 3 months or something and stopped playing, and then we would come right back and play it for another 2 months. I mean, I feel like you're going to have those people, but you're right. I mean, they're going to lose some. They're going to lose some people. I mean, there's going to be other. You only have so much time in a day. So they right. they really have benefited from the fact that nothing else has really come out. I mean, I know, I think GTA, they talked about the other day how many people went back to GTA when they finally opened the casino. So I feel like that's probably the only thing that's been real significant, though, in terms of changing when it comes to games.
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely have had their, like, a nice little streak of, you know, no competition, as it were, other than, like, obviously, like, Fortnite and, you know, Apex, but those aren't really the same, like, competitors. But, yeah, it'd be right. interesting to see, like, how they come back, how they bounce. I don't want to say bounce back, but how they, like, respond to all the feedback, how they make the game better, and see what's going on. I mean, Borderlands 3 could come out and be a complete a dud. Call of Duty could suck, you know? Like, we don't know. So we'll just see.
I mean, Call of Duty doesn't have history on its side. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that have gotten completely sick of those games. I'm one of them, but I'm looking forward to this new one. I hope it's good, but you never know.
Dude, I'm excited. And I think a lot of it has to do with the Division. In a weird way, it makes me excited to play like Call of Duty. I don't know how to make that connection, but it is. So maybe Apex is what it's. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, that covered pretty much the state of the game. That covered like all the stuff, you know, that was in there. Again, like I said, I'm gonna throw in the notes. So if you want to read like about the Reviver Hive and the test and stuff that they did on that, it'll be in the show notes. But also, if you'd like to like share your thoughts on our podcast, there we go. Definitely hit us up in like Discord, because that would be cool. We have a channel dedicated specifically to Division 2. I'll have a link for that. You know, that's always cool. And then I was going to just roll right into the outro, guys. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, while I'm at it, after you sign in and you join our Discord channel, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and find us on Twitch at Media Junkie Vids with an S. And then once you finish that up, go to a little site called youtube.com. I don't know if you ever heard of it. They got some cool stuff there, especially Media Junkie. We're there and we have some cool videos. So go ahead and subscribe to us and watch our videos, comment on there, do some fun stuff. And then lastly, there's something that we have for you guys that is really special. We have Fanboy Fight Club and it's back. And we're going to have a new episode every other week. Yeah,
so this whiskey's catching up with me.
Next week. Yeah, there we go. We have an episode dropping Wednesday. Am I correct?
Tuesday.
No, yeah. Monday. Tuesday. Monday. Thursday. Okay.
Jesus drop Christ.
Every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. Well, the way I wrote it down is this way, actually. You find us on Fanboy Fight Club. Subscribe to the podcast, because we're going to have a new show every week. But every other week, if this doesn't sound confusing yet, we're going to have a new show, and then we're going to alternate to a classic. So we'll have Fanboy Fight Club Classic, and then we'll have a new episode the following week. So every Tuesday from Fanboy Fight Club feed, you're getting something new or old. That pretty much covers everything that I have to say. But because we have Jason on, because he's a gimmick minic host, I hate saying that. It's so hard. Go ahead and pimp your stuff, because I'm clearly messing up everything else.
There you go. All right. So I am the host of the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast. So if you're into professional wrestling, WWE, AEW, whatever it is, we talk about it all. We've kind of broken the show up a little bit into, you know, we'll have some hot takes. Then we go over what we think is good, bad, and ugly in the current state of wrestling. And then we will then kind of go into a bit of a nostalgia segment and talk about something from the past that we love. So check that out. You can also find us on Twitter at Live Your Gimmick. So you'll hear my voice on this podcast. You'll also hear me on the Fanboy Fight Club podcast as well. So I am becoming the voice of Media Junkie.
Oh, God. Let's burn the company down now. Burn it down to the ground. I'm sorry, Jason. That's the whiskey speaking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I think that covered everything. I think we had a really fun show. Before we finish, we got to take one more cheers to 21 episodes of Rogue Agent, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar. No, I'm joking. Let's have a cheers real quick here. To another 21, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
And maybe to some success for another show. There we go. I'm going to cling my medal or glass.
Hopefully we get old enough to qualify for Medicare, which is 65.
Ooh, get that AARP card on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, I'm going to do one last... Ooh, it's a little hot. I'm going to do a one outro or... God, man, I'm really fucking this up. Sorry, guys.
Drink more often.
Let's just end the show with a hashtag that has been known around the world. It was trending in Abu Dhabi yesterday. I don't know why. It was pretty crazy. So... we're just doing our thing here. Anyways, hashtag, I don't know. I don't know, man. Hashtag let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue. Don't drink on the show, guys.
Drinking is bad.
Drinking and podcasting does not mix.